The rise of medical marijuana has brought a growing number of food products that contain the drug and might appeal to kids. There are pot brownies, of course, but also cookies, lollipops, bonbons, and much more. These products make it easier for someone who needs marijuana but doesn't want to smoke.
We think the kids will get into those at a higher rate than they get into, say, alcohol or into the marijuana plant.
Dr. William Hurley works in the emergency room at Harborview Hospital and runs Washington's Poison Control Center. A new study in Colorado shows that before liberalizing its medical marijuana laws, zero kids went to the ER for marijuana overdose. A year later, it jumped to 14 kids. Dr. Hurley says it's primarily toddlers in the age range of 2 to 4 years that get into trouble. The Washington Poison Center gets calls every week about kids who've eaten marijuana. It affects them a bit differently than adults. First, they get stimulated, but then they crash.
We see kids that are comatose, and in some cases, about 10% of cases, have to have us take over the ability for them to breathe.
Meaning they go onto a ventilator because their heart and lungs have slowed down so much. The study from Colorado and an editorial by Dr. Hurley appear this week in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. He fears it could get out of control, like the prescription drug epidemic, so he's lobbying the State Liquor Control Board to modify its proposed rules for marijuana. He wants them to require child-proof packaging on all marijuana edibles. The current proposal only calls for clear labeling. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.